Hi, I'm so glad you're here. This is Melissa, and together, let's find those grounding magical moments in our lives that nourish our spirituality. This is a cute little episode about the fun details of my first whole year experiencing the seasons of northern Colorado. Be warned, it is twice as long as the usual episode. This one is about 15 minutes. And as I mentioned in the last episode, August marks my first full year of living here. And a few months back in April, I realized that I'm starting to feel comfortable in the relationship with this place and feeling familiar, and that I've experienced the most iconic cold winter. But at the same time, I noticed I didn't know what spring is gonna be like. I know that snow lasts a long time into spring, but I didn't know how it's gonna unfold. I don't know how summer begins. Or the sensitivity to what's happening. I didn't know the green would take over the bare trees so fast, over the branches. And there's all this, the details on how the colors change the speed of it, all the allergies and bugs that come along, the temperature changes. It was satisfying to fully witness this cycle, and now we're back in August again. So in this episode, I want to share 10 little things about the season, spring through winter. Okay, and so I'll first start with spring. The first thing is that a warm day in February can really smell like pee. I was noticing as the days got warmer, on some days I would open the window or go out for a walk, and it just smells really bad outside. And my theory is if there was snow on the ground and a warm day melts the snow and all the dog pee that's captured in that ice or that snow gets released at the same time. And so it's just a sense galore. That's all I noticed. There isn't an action item. It's just part of the experience of a dog loving state, I guess. Second, in April, we can't go camping because the snow is too heavy. So we scheduled a camping trip in late April, hoping to go to this part of the mountain that we want to explore more. And the day rolls around and there was heavy snow, lighter snow where we were, but of course up in the mountains, it was getting pretty bad. So we couldn't quite believe it because it almost looked like spring was here and we're done with the snow, but nope. And I think that fits the conventional wisdom of how in this area the snow can last until May, and it proved to be true. We went to hot springs instead. Number three, in spring leading to summer, we cannot open the windows because too many moths get inside. So I guess I think we are on the path of the migration of the moths, and spring is, I think this year it was a little early, so maybe it's usually spring or summer, but they would pass through the town and they would just cling to our screen doors and windows. And I guess both that we have some cracks somewhere we couldn't identify, and we haven't fixed up everything, the moths would inevitably get inside if we're going out the door or opening the door to the balcony. It hasn't come through just from the windows yet. But we did find there are too many tiny bugs that even the screen window cannot prevent. So there's a good chunk of time we feel pretty trapped. It's like there are zombies out there and we just can't open the door, or we can't open the window for fresh air to get flowing, because I'm scared of all them animals with insects, I guess, that would get inside. A bonus point is we did find that our cuddly cat still has his prayer instinct and was able to get interested in moths that got indoors and capture them and eat them. So good job, Franklin. Thank you for doing your housework. Number 4, a June afternoon hail can really freak me out and disrupt the commute traffic. There were very frequent severe storm or hail warnings through, I think, late May through July. And we also learned that the storms started earlier than usual this year. And many people are familiar with hail. I'm not, but I'll just say one thing I learned was I thought the severity of hail usually has to do with the temperature, but I guess in altitude the circulation doesn't result in that way. So it just really depends on like how the weather was. Some days they're just light or small hail. There are a few days like quarter size, ping pong ball size, I think. Anyway, different variety of size. And if you were out there commuting on a late afternoon, which feels like the warmest part of the day, it's pretty scary. And along the highway, when that was happening, we could see some cars just take cover under bridges and wait it out, and while also a lot of others just try to continue and get out of there. That's very real hail experience for me for the first time. And related, number 5, the thunderstorms or the thunders themselves can also really freak me out, because we have a very big view of the sky. We can look eastward towards where the planes are, and the lightnings of the summer storms are just a crazy light show. And sometimes they continue late. Like if I pull down the blinds, the flashing still disrupts my sleep. But it's the thunders that really are scary. They sound really, really close. They will make me jump and probably make plenty of animals unhappy. And when I'm in the shelter of indoors, it can be nerve-wracking, but also kind of exciting. Right, number 6, sunflowers. There are a lot of wild sunflowers everywhere in these drier climates and this type of soil. I noticed that too when we were driving between Nevada and Colorado. There's sunflowers everywhere. They're really cute, really pretty, along the highway, along just houses, city streets, and schools. And in some public area, I think it was some kind of sports field, they have a specific warning to say not to bring sunflower seeds inside. And I'm not sure what that's particularly for. I just could imagine if the stem starts sprouting out for an activity that really needs soft soil, that's not gonna be fun, because they seem like they could be very pokey. Oh, okay, and now as we get in to fall, the number 7, the golden fall colors, the aspen, is really breathtaking. And any artwork you see that depicts that, a sea of golden forest, that's no joke, and that's really the truth. They're kind of everywhere. You can appreciate the full colors wherever you are. And number 8, that fall is really fleeting, this beautiful transitional season. And what I mean by that is it went from really hot in the summer to really cold in the winter, about November, really quickly. It felt like a blink of an eye, and none of my, all but one of my winter jackets that I had brought with me was useful. I thought I could save them for fall, for winter, but they're definitely not warm enough for winter, and I only got a handful of times to wear my different jackets in the fall. Once winter arrived, I had no use for them. So definitely none of that Mediterranean climate or subtropical weather clothing for me. Number nine, not all snow is equal. We are very excited to be in a place that snows and learn that the condition or the quality of snow just varies. They can be different, really different day to day. I mean, from time to time, each time it snows. And a lot of it, the temperature, how quickly the temperature rises back up or stays cold for a few days, that really decides if a snow is kind of favorable or pretty, or it might cause danger. For example, if slush has appeared, for example, does it stay really cold next day? Or even if it warms up, then it's kind of similar. If the slush continues to melt, then there will become water, and that's great. It'll get dirty for a few days, but it'll go away. Or does it stay cold enough that they just stay the same? That's also that's predictable. If it warms up and then refreeze again, I think that's what creates what they call black ice, and that's how there's different layers of ice, and there could be really slippery areas without having it really visible on the road. And also, if it snowed a whole bunch, there's usually when it's warmer, there's also no guarantee if that's gonna be gone pretty quickly and melt off, or if it's just generally cold, it could stay for weeks. So if you see snow, it could be from recently, or it could be from a long time ago and has stopped snowing since. It just has stayed cold for a long time. Okay, 10, the next thing, a bunch of different snow phenomenon is really interesting. Grapple is cute soft hail that falls on the ground. Flurries, I think of them as the fairy variety of snow. And glaze is what they call the beautiful ice coating on bare branches that have stayed frozen outside. For example, grapple. One day I was taking a walk after work, so late afternoon, not that cold, and things started falling from the sky, and okay, they look like snow, but it's not snow, and it's warm, and I picked them up. They felt like really soft packed cotton, just tiny. They're a little squishy between my fingers, but they also melted quickly. And so that sums up 10 points, and it's really interesting to look up on Wikipedia the different winter or snow phenomenon, and there are all these terms, and now I don't have to just rely on my brain to learn what these things are. I could link them to what I'm seeing and experiencing, and it's really such a treat to experience these for the first time. And these are probably just common sense for a lot of people, but I want to document this kind of feeling and delight and little surprises that comes with just experiencing something different. And so, and that is all. Thank you for staying with me. And that wraps it up. I will see you in a different episode.